Whoever thought he'd do a collab with Bon Jovi? That's a fantastic song. Bang a drum. That's what Dustin Colquitt's going to do on Saturday for the Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody said on the text line, I got to get my number two Colquitt jersey out to wear this weekend.
They got to do it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, if you got one, that's the one game to do it at. I think it will be interesting because Tommy Townsend, former Chiefs player, comes back to Kansas City. He knows how to punt in these conditions. Matt Araiza was in Buffalo, now in Kansas City. He knows how to punt in these conditions. Tommy Townsend has the league highest,
hang time?
Hang time, 4.6. That's forever.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Over under 3.5 punts in this game.
Over.
Yeah.
Think over.
But total.
Combined.
Yes, total.
Two punts on each side.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think that seems about right.
Hopefully zero by the Chiefs.
Yeah, hopefully not. Yes, hopefully exactly. We score on every possession right now, right? Yeah.
And of course, for the 8-1-6, that song is terrible. go back and listen to your Billie Eilish. Nothing wrong with her, just different genres, obviously. So we do this every year, and thanks to the Twitter following of Chiefs Receipts, because they've given us a lot of help with this, because they are very good at what they do. They just sit there and, you know, do what all of us do.
You wait for the Mitch and I monitor this account, right?
And shout out to them, because they they find all these asinine takes that these people have. And of course,
they're all from Emmanuel Acho.
Yeah, which, I mean, I feel like his name's going to come up a little bit later in the show around 9 o'clock. But he did say this, and I don't think it's really relevant.
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans, because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Make this make sense.
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans, because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Just shut up.
I mean, that guy's on national television.
Well, yeah.
Allegedly, right?
No, he is. He's on at 4 o'clock every day on FS1.
Who's watching that?
Not me.
I mean, come on.
That's when I stop watching that program.
I mean, that guy's embarrassing. It really is. I mean, like, that's a guy who allegedly played in the NFL and played in college football. He has the worst takes of any former athlete out there today. The Texans should be used to Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Was that? That's the same video where Shady's like, what? Oh, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, he fell off the set listening to this guy.
Every time I hear that take, I just literally feel.
No.
That's every time I hear that take. I don't understand. Like, there's, again, they should be scared. Look, last week, the Houston Texans played Justin Herbert. And we know what his narrative is now. We talk about legacies with all these other guys. Herbert's legacy now is, what did Mitch say? He's 40 and 41, has zero playoff wins. CJ Stroud's been in the league 2 years, has 2 playoff wins.
That's right.
Right? Like, that's where a lot of people get their career, you know, under the microscope is, okay, yeah, they're good in the regular season. Can they do it in the postseason?
You got to win in the playoffs.
Justin Herbert fell apart against that Houston defense. Patrick Mahomes, the last time he played this defense, had one ankle and still ran all over them. Literally ran all over them. And not only that, Mahomes is 15-3 in the playoffs. He's never lost in a divisional round. He's 6-0, and his numbers are egregiously amazing. And yet you're going to say he should be scared?
I don't understand that comment at
all. The narrative should be like the Houston Texans defensive front should be afraid of Mahomes, because the last time they played him, he had one ankle and he torched him.
I mean, you haven't heard from that Taylor Settle or whatever that guy's name was? Tim Settle?
I love that. He's smart.
Smart. Okay, I screwed up that last time. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and I'm not going to give these guys any
bulletin board. F around and find out, brother.
But then you got Emmanuel Acho out here saying that the Texans are used to Mahomes. I don't know what that means. And you're right about the C.J. Stroud stuff. Versus, you know, Justin Herbert. You've got to win in the playoffs. That's when it matters most. And Justin Herbert has collapsed miserably in 2 playoff games now. The 2 playoff games he's been in, Justin Herbert has melted down and shriveled like the Wicked Witch of the West. And so he doesn't have, to me, the ability to get it done. I'm not a Justin Herbert believer. But for anybody to sit there and say, you know, the Texans have an advantage because they're used to Mahomes, it's arguably the dumbest comment I've ever heard. And I've made some dumb comments in my life, right? Like, but that's dumb. That's a bad comment to make.
You can't even say Houston, Texas.
The Chiefs should be concerned about this game. At every level defensively versus the Chiefs offense, the Texans should win. Advantage Texans, because you've already gotten used to Mahomes. Chiefs should be concerned about this game.
Advantage Texans. Can you just cut that part? advantage Texans because they got used to Mahomes. You know, the AFC West has gotten used to Mahomes, right? How have they done? Emmanuel.
Gotten used to losing.
Right. Josh Allen has gotten used to Mahomes. How's he done in the playoffs? Emmanuel. How many coaches has Patrick Mahomes gotten fired from the Raiders alone?
They're used to it, though.
Yeah. Del Rio, the other guy, the lasagna guy that was there for a hot minute. You got the other guy that got fired. Like, I think Mahomes has probably single-handedly got four Raider coaches fired.
That's right.
But they're used to him. How many Charger coaches have there been since Patrick Mahomes has taken over?
The Texans are used to Mahomes.
I've never heard anything so ignorantly stupid in my entire life.
I cannot wait for Monday. If all goes the way we think it will and goes to plan, I cannot wait until Monday.
The Texans are used to Mahomes.
That's right.
Yep. Chiefs should be concerned about this game. Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
The AFC West plays Patrick Mahomes twice a year. He's either 6-0 or 5-1 against them every year. And the only reason he's going 5-1 against them is because they benched everybody. He didn't play.
Somebody said LeSean McCoy turned his back when that statement was said.
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
I mean, you talk about like dumb comments and stupid things said. Like this is the leader in the clubhouse for the one seat of dumb commentary for the year.
There was a new coach hire, by the way, and the former NFL coach Jack Del Rio was named the coach of the Paris Musketeers of the European Football League.
Congratulations.
There you go, Mac. I told you there's a coach that got hired.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I know, man.
You didn't Jack know of the River.
You didn't know it was going to be another one of those. Speaking of that show that Emmanuel Acho is on, Paul Pierce said this: if the Chiefs lose to the Texans, I live 15 miles away from here. I'm walking to work.
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
I don't think I've ever heard anything so dumb.
Somebody says this is multiple times this has been brought up. What is that crazy Max sounder? LOL, my God. Ha 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 ha. Bob describes Campbell's soup yesterday, and Mac just secretly cut it back there. I never know what he's doing back there.
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
That's right. Cover two time here on Fesco and Dusty. And the cover two is brought to you by Low and Slow, the first ever smoked barbecue potato chip and cheese puff, now available in Kansas City at Price Choppers and Hy-Vee in Kansas City. Cover two. Bob, why don't you go first?
All right.
Yeah.
Couple of things I'll be watching over the weekend. Wait, Matt.
Yeah, get him, man.
You got me.
You ought to see the other guy.
Advantage Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
Can there be a camera on this guy that we can just watch during the game? Yes. Odds he even watches the game.
He'll be too busy.
Odds that he's even watched football.
He might be at Joy Taylor's house. It's in the news.
I know it is. I don't know what you want me to say.
Advantage Nothing. Texans because you've already gotten used to Mahomes.
That's so dumb. So dumb. For me, I'm going to watch Dallas this weekend because this is the time of year where Jerry's not in the playoffs. He's not relevant, but will make himself relevant. And I think it's the
You're
most
still on this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the most intriguing storyline in the NFL right now. Deion to Dallas. And it will be the storyline that every pregame show, every weekend, everybody's talking about because it is so compelling.
You think Glazer reports on it on Fox on Saturday?
If he has something, he will. He won't be one of those insiders that just makes something up just to have a presence. But if he has something, he will. Glazer's the best because he doesn't care about the spotlight and doesn't care about the look at me, like most of the insiders do. He just drops news and walks away.
So he uses the palm.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If I was bald, I would.
Yeah, why not? So I think that's going to be the number one story. And the other one is, how are they going to cover this Bills-Ravens game on CBS? Because I know they're going to tell us this is the real AFC championship game. This is the matchup that everybody wants to see. And they're totally going to forget that the winner has to go on and play Patrick Mahomes the next week at Arrowhead Stadium. So the hype surrounding that Bills-Ravens game, I think, is going to be almost to an AFC championship Super Bowl type level for CBS. And I also think everybody's going to fall all over themselves to talk about the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. And it will be brought up all weekend long because it is the biggest, most compelling story right now in the NFL. Deion Sanders coaching the Cowboys. That is a huge story.
It's nuts. You want me to go, Dusty?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. First off, can the Rams do this? Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, legacy stuff, big time here. I mean, if they make this run, win this game, then go to the Super Bowl after the NFC Championship, and he would have to probably take on Detroit and the Lions. You know, Matthew Stafford facing his former team. I mean, a massive legacy run. Matthew Stafford, if he won the Super Bowl this year with this sort of gauntlet, with this sort of run, would become a top 10 quarterback of all time. That's what's on the line for Matthew Stafford. And then Jaden Daniels, you know, brought up the Detroit Lions, those Commanders, everyone's counting him out. Does Jaden Daniels have any juice? You know, sometimes when we're watching something in special in sports, we don't know until it's happening. Jaden Daniels could be that sort of special. It seems like he has a last 5 minute gene. He's done it several times. I've lost a lot of money to Jaden Daniels. I'm not going to bet against him this weekend, even though I don't think they'll win. That's my cover too.
I heard somebody or saw something on X, formerly Twitter, yesterday saying that they think Jaden Daniels is already the best quarterback in the NFC.
I mean,
who's his competition?
That's what I'm saying.
I'll wait. I'm asking.
Goff and Stafford. Jalen Hurts.
But Goff and Stafford are like at the ends of their career. Jaden Daniels just beginning his career, right?
Yes, I agree.
So you think he's the best quarterback in the NFC?
I think it's got to be a conversation because, I mean, I'm a Jordan Love guy, but this year wasn't it for him.
Mm-mm. Setback.
Big setback.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think he's the best quarterback in the NFC?
Stafford?
No, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. Over.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's
no,
fair.
No. Stafford, for sure.
Stay focused, Dusty.
I know. No, Stafford. I mean, Jaden Daniels has a chance to do it, though, like you had said. I mean,
what if he wins this weekend?
Then
he catapults, man.
It's huge.
They might put him over C.J. Stroud. I'm dead serious.
Exactly.
About that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might. I
mean, if you go into Detroit and win this game
as a 9.5 point dog
and C.J. Stroud loses, which is no knock. He lost to the Chiefs at home. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
you'd also have to think he'd be the first rookie in NFL history to go win-win on the road in the playoffs.
He would be.
That's massive, dude. He'd be the rookie of the year, coming off a Heisman Trophy, two wins, going to the NFC Championship game. I mean, I say this because I mean this. There will be people who'd be like, is this the next Mahomes?
Oh, no question. Yes. I mean,
I'm just saying that will be.
I mean, Emmanuel Acho has a platform.
Because then we might get an NFC East, NFC Championship game.
Oh, yes.
Did you imagine that?
Philly, Washington.
Then you really would see Jerry get real rowdy in Philly and Washington are playing the NFC Championship game. All right, my cover two, it's pretty easy and simple. You guys are probably doing the same thing, especially the text line and the listeners. Outside of Kansas City and Houston, it's Lamar versus Allen. And the way I bring this up is which MVP is going to show up in this game? This is where your legacy is made. In games like these, where you've had seasons like this, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, you know what this game means. It means, are you better than that guy, and can you then go beat the guy? And that's what this game means for them. And then, of course, I'm looking at Philly versus the Rams. Why? Hello, fellas. Mm. Snow game.
I heard it could be rain, too. Like, it's going to be a mess.
Rain mixed with snow.
7-3
and the snow could accumulate during the game. And here's the interesting stat that I found over the last couple days. Matthew Stafford in the rain/snow. 1-8 record, 54.6 completion percentage, 14 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 76% passer rating.
Think about that for a second. 1-8, you said, right?
1-8.
So how many years has Matthew Stafford played in the NFL?
My guess is 10.
Probably more, right? Yeah. And he's only played 9 games in the rain.
A lot of times in Detroit.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This guy, he's a dome guy. He's played 15 years.
2009 to now.
And so he hasn't even played like one game a year in the elements. So it does factor in. If you don't know how to handle it, yeah.
Right. So I look at that as well because, you know, it's a snow game. Matty Staff ain't that good in the cold/rain or if there's precipitation. Can McVay and Stafford make clowns out of Sirianni and Hurts? Last week's game, Jalen Hurts was not that great. There was, you know, you want to talk rust and rest for the Chiefs. There was a lot of rust on Jalen Hurts. Obviously, coming out of the concussion protocol is tough. But again, you had a guy reading a book. You had a guy trying to just make it out there in advance against a team that they were better than, the Packers. They didn't have a fumble. The Philadelphia Eagles were given a possession to start the game and, you know, didn't really put the game away. They would kind of just were given the game from the Packers. Agreed. Now you play Stafford. Now you play McVay, the second best head coach quarterback combination in the NFL outside of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Can they overcome the elements of the weather in Philadelphia? And can they take advantage of Jalen Hurts, who looks a little shook, a little off, and Sirianni? Look, man, everybody thinks that you do a good job coaching these players. Outside of Philadelphia, we don't think you do a great job. This is a big game for Philadelphia, an even bigger game for the Rams. And again, Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, 5-1, I think is the record now in the playoffs. Can they go into Philadelphia and upset them and play in these conditions that I'm looking forward to watching on Sunday afternoon? And then you obviously get the other one, which is the Lamar versus Allen. That's my cover too.
Yeah, I think the Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni versus Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford is an interesting one, because as you were talking about that, I was kind of visualizing it like, you know, you do at times and thinking more about it. Why aren't the Rams the overwhelming favorite when they have clearly by far, and it's not even close, the better quarterback coach combination? I know Philly's got a great defense that they inherited from Georgia when they went out of business. So they've done a really nice job there, and they are at home. I get that. But it does come down to head coach, and it does come down to quarterback. And the Rams, in my opinion, blow the Eagles out of the water, especially at head coach. I think I'm more of a Jalen Hurts apologist than a lot of people are. I really like Jalen Hurts. I think he gets a bad rap. And then also the other factors you mentioned, you said you have...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A guy reading a book, and that made me laugh, but also made me think about, like, that wouldn't happen here in Kansas City, right? Like, that's a major problem that they tried to cover up. This guy, in the midst of a game where your team is winning a playoff game or getting ready to, you know, go to the playoffs and do their thing, you're sitting on the sidelines reading a book in the middle of a game, basically to send a message that, well, if you're not going to use me, I'm just going to sit here and do something else. You're going to the NFC divisional round of the playoffs, and you're still copping a toot on the sidelines? Like, A.J. Brown, how about you go kick rocks, man?
I haven't heard copping a toot in a long time.
If I've ever heard
that's like a 90s reference.
It
there.
Is, yeah.
You copping a toot? No. Sure sounds like it. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what I like. This guy's sitting here reading a book on the sidelines. That's been the topic all week.
You could parlay that with cruising for a bruising.
I could do that, too, yeah. You're cruising for a bruising.
For copping that, too.
That's right. But seriously, like, this guy's reading a book. That's a problem.
Huge problem.
I think the Rams do win this game.
I'm feeling that, too.
I mean, 6-point dogs.
Yeah.
You get the 3 for the home, and I understand the way. Like, but...
And I don't know if that line's changed. I can look because the weather report's been
I think people are sleeping a little bit on the Rams. Eagles 27, Rams 3. But no,
exactly.
I just feel like people are sleeping on the Rams right now. They play on the West Coast. They're kind of a forgotten team. They don't have much of a fan base. They had a neutral site Monday night game. They were injured all year and didn't get really full strength until now.
On defense, too, which people forget.
Yes. And there's nothing like... Their uniforms aren't great. It's not like they're this historic team. Like, I think people are forgetting about the Los Angeles Rams right now. That's just my take. Again, Philly 27, Rams 3.
Yeah. Chiefs -8.5, Detroit -8.5, Philly minus 6 and Baltimore minus 1.5. All the favorites win this weekend?
No. No, because I think the Rams win.
So that's your dog?
One of the Rams or Bills will win. One of those two.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to pick the Baltimore Buffalo. I'm just not. I don't have a feel either way. I don't know what I want to happen.
Like I said, I'm less, like, I'm not scared as a Chiefs fan of it, but I respect Josh Allen more, but I respect the Ravens as a team more. I think they are a better team. So I don't know. I'm in between. I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah, it's a hard one to pick. It really is. I wanted to bring something back up that we talked to Mitch about at the end of his interview, and that was like Trent McDuffie appearing in this graphic yesterday with the three superstars of this organization. I think you need to look into that more so. That wasn't accidentally put out there. They didn't just pick Trent McDuffie to be part of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and Andy Reid. And if you haven't seen the graphic yet on X, formerly Twitter, on the Chiefs account, it's this graphic like getting ready for the playoffs or whatever it is. And it's Andy Reid and the three superstars, and Trent McDuffie's in on that. And I was just looking up at NFL Network, and they had like a cartoon of Trent McDuffie in like a muscle suit, you know, like in a cape and whatnot. I still think people forget and don't understand how important and how good Trent McDuffie is. I think that's the guy that has so much to gain this postseason because he finally got that first interception. But now he's got that first interception. He's got a little buzz going into the playoffs. I think if he goes out there and has a good playoff, he's going to be the guy that a lot of people are talking about that they didn't know existed until this postseason started. And I do believe that the Kansas City Chiefs believe that he's the next guy that's going to get that big-time contract and be part of the next wave, if you will. Because eventually Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, those guys are going to age out. Who's going to be that next wave of winners and guys that you can put up there as that main four? Trent McDuffie has got that belief by this organization, and they are in love with Trent McDuffie almost as much as they are in love with Patrick Mahomes.
I'll ask you guys this from the text line, because they say dome teams don't do well in the playoffs. Which dome team looks more shook in the environment, Houston or L.A.?
Oh, Houston, because I think L.A.'s got the experience. They got an experienced head coach. They've been there. They got an experienced quarterback of 15 years.
In the environment, though, being a dome team?
Yeah, no, I think L.A. does, yeah. They do, because I think there's just, I mean, not that I'm discounting Houston and D'Amico Ryans, because I've loved him from the day he was hired, but they're still kind of young. You know, they're still kind of a young team. They got veterans out there in L.A.
And they're coming to Arrowhead. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that.